anywhere, at school or from a friend. Just because he thinks it's cool don't mean you have to trust him. You're okay the way you are. Learn to like yourself.
That's right.
You got mama's love and daddy's love. Don't need nobody else. Don't hang around with anyone who's tripping and drugging out. Take it from me, Mr. T, it's better to do without. Everybody say,
you don't need no drug. 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 Hey.
Won't. The choice is yours to decide.
Thank you.
Mr. T don't snort, Mr. T don't drag. I'm happy just being me.
That's right.
Now play it smart, stay in school, and leave the dope to the freaks.
Ooh.
It's against the law if you get caught. You just might have to do time. Take it from me, Mr. T. Don't hallucinate up your mind. Everybody say,
get on me. No, go. Get on me.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hey bro, I was kind of thinking that I might want to write like stuff for a magazine, dude.
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free. I've been on.
join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is We're on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac, and we're right after
Nardwar, the Human Serviettes show.
Wow. Thank you. And today, we got a few guests. A couple are here, a couple are not. So we'll see. We'll see if they get here. And we're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. So who we got here today, say hello. We're just trying to figure out our headset situation.
All right, I'll start. My name's Honda Carter.
My name's Andrew.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
And what do you do? You've been here, both you've been here a couple times, but just reintroduce yourselves to the people out there.
I'm a practicing Scientologist. just kidding. My name's Honda Carter. I'm a producer, artist from Vancouver, BC. And
I'm Andrew, Andrew Moulette, and I'm a producer and artist from Vancouver, BC.
Yer!
So I wanted to do this with Pandeni here too, Yura as well, but we're just going to have to jump into it. I just want to ask, how did you start working together? Because the four of you, I mean, two of you not here, but the two of you, you've been collaborating for a little while now. I just wanted you to reminisce a bit and just think about how did you meet up and how did you start making music together?
Yeah, well, I first actually came in contact with Andrew, so it wasn't like he reached out to me or anything. But so my girlfriend at the time, we had like this one friend group, and I was always told about this one guy, actually this group of two guys named August Cooper, and I didn't know who they were. And she was telling me, she was trying to convince me. She's like, yeah, like these guys make good music and you know all that. And I didn't really know what to think about that. And so I checked them out and it turns out they were pretty good. And that's how I met Andrew. But what's weird is I heard about Andrew from like a long time ago, just through other people, but I never actually met him in person, just word of mouth. But
I guess it was just through like mutuals and stuff. And then like eventually we finally had the opportunity to meet each other and like, I don't know. I think we always wanted to work with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was pretty easy to spot that I like respected Miles as an artist, like right off the bat.
Yeah, exactly. We have very similar workflows, I think. And I think Andrew's a smart producer, and that's something I can relate to as well.
So how long have you been working with each other?
So since like Ultra,
which is
two years ago.
Is
it really been 2 years?
No, it's Ultra. No, it's a year. Ultra was turned one. Yeah, in March.
Okay, March.
Huh? Jumping ahead. Yeah, so about a year, a bit over a year and a bit.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That was the first time we worked on something.
Yeah. Oh, Euro.
Okay, so we got one more
coming.
I think we should just jump into it then. I'm just going to let Euro walk in. What I want to do today is I want to go over these rap commandments that I found. And
you found rap commandments?
Yeah. I read.
I spent some time on the mountain.
What's up?
Testament?
He came down with the commandments.
What section of the Bible is that? Wait,
okay, we got Euro here now, too. Say hello to the people. Just swing the mic over a little bit.
Hello.
Yay. Hello. And
he
Euro
has no headset.
Euro has no headset. It's a little packed today. We're weighing on Pandeni. And just, Euro, you could introduce yourself to the people. What do you do? What do you make?
Hi, my name's Euro, and I make beats.
Sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic producer.
So we're going to
Phenom.
We're gonna give up on Pandeni for now. And whatever. We're just going to dive into these commandments. So there's 10 of these. These are not mine, by the way. These are from this book that I just spilled all my coffee on. This book is called Book of Rhymes.
Are we cursing?
I'm going to just say like right now that we're going to be cursing today, and there's going to be like some quotes that have curse words, so just be aware of that. So I just wanted to go through these commandments, and I just wanted to talk about them. I wanted to say, do you accept it, do you reject it, or would you modify it? So everyone can have their own opinion. You can love it or hate it. So let's just start with the first one. Rap thrives on rhythm and never on monotony. So just initial thoughts on that.
What?
Rap thrives on rhythm and not monotony.
Well, it shouldn't thrive on monotony, right?
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, monotony is like not necessarily positive though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it saying that it doesn't thrive on monotony?
Yeah. Never on monotony. I have some questions to go along with this.
Okay.
So if you're kind of blanking out a bit, because I think if we just say the statement, we're not going to get much out
word,
of it.
Word, word.
So let's talk about it and then see how we feel about it. So rhythm is found, obviously, like, in the beats and the rhymes, whether you're producing, rapping.
Yeah.
And when you consider creating rhythm, how does that differ when you're producing versus when you're writing?
Hmm. Oh, I see. So it's like the difference between like, okay. For me, I notice that I have like different patterns. Like I usually would be able to tell if I listened to one of my songs, what I made first, like the beat or the verse. Yeah. I think I'm more like creative and spontaneous with my vocal rhythms. Mm-hmm. But as far as beats go, like I think a lot of hip hop is restricted in that way. I mean, we only have like one time signature, mm-hmm. right? So like, and to be honest, like normally with trends comes like tempos too. So like, I feel like production wise, things are pretty restricted mm-hmm. As far as like rhythm, but there's still room to like break that, right?
Yeah.
And it should be encouraged, but.
What do you think, Honda?
Yeah, I agree on that, most definitely. But, you know, honestly, like, you know, Andrew and I are both, you know, artist producers, so we can really touch on the same things. But I feel like as a producer, like the whole like rhythm thing, I almost feel like I have to kind of hold back on a lot of stuff because you don't want to like overwhelm, you know, mm-hmm. the artist that's, you know, hopping on your track, mm-hmm. whether it be yourself or someone else. Now when I go and record, I feel like I can really like freak my shit. You know what I mean? Like I can really like just go out and just kind of like, you know, pull out all the stops and just kind of like be weird on it. But I feel like as a producer, you kind of have to hold back a little bit, mm-hmm. Like to taste, you know, but I think everything's to taste really.
Mm-hmm. But. And Andrew, you already brought up the time signature. I was going to bring it up 4/4 most of the time. And often you have samples that are more than often they're looped. Do you find yourselves, and you too, Euro, do you find yourselves as producers breaking these foundations? Do you ever find yourself using a different time signature or doing some weird stuff with sampling?
Let's hear from Euro first.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to use other time signatures in a way that like people will like. But Ye did that, like, there's that one Ye song, Spaceship. That song's crazy. And I feel like Tyler, he also uses like 6/8 a lot. Mm-hmm. And like it has a way different feel. And like it can be harder to make it appealing to people who are into like hip hop. But if you do it, it's like, I feel like brings something else to the table, which is like, it's hard to do, but if you do it right, then that's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
I mean, like, yeah, like grooves are so like commonly, not ripped, but like used, right? Like there'll be like a prevalent groove at a certain time. Like, I don't know what you always talk about, like the use of the 808 or like having another kick on the last snare of a bar, basically just
So
there's always like these little things that like are trending in the production world, right?
Yeah.
And like that comes down to like the rhythm of things. And I mean, I think the innovators of those rhythms are like the craziest. I think those people are so respectable, the people mm-hmm. who like come in and just like say like, hey, having the cut in between every snare is like really mm-hmm. important. And mm-hmm. the person who first said that like really paved a way for a lot of music out there right now. So it's like, yeah, those, I think that rhythm and those grooves, like that, I think it is worthy of a place on the Rap Commandments.
Mm. So first commandment, I would say pretty unanimous, we accept that rhythm is very necessary and things aren't monotonous.
It's a tough one.
What would you modify if you're saying, oh, pandemic's
here? I would change the word monotony.
Yeah.
What would you say instead of monotony?
Because when I think of like
stagnance.
Stagnance. When I think of like pop music and just like, you know, stuff that has like more formulaic structures to it, like song wise, like monotony isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah, it's pandemic.
I got some chicken.
That's all okay. Say sorry.
So we got everyone here.
Say sorry for everyone. Yeah.
It's a very rare time when we have all the big boys in the building. It's about time. So pandemic, what we're doing right now is we got 10 rap commandments that I found from my book, the book I used last time, the Book of Rhymes. We just went over the first commandment, and that commandment was that rap thrives on rhythm and not on monotony.
What's monotony?
Monotony, how do you want to define that, Andrew?
What, one tone, monotone.
Yeah, one tone, one or tone. So we were just saying that with this commandment, we want to modify the word monotony.
Yeah.
Switch it to a different word so it makes more sense.
Is monotony short for monotone?
It's just like it's a descriptive word. You can like you can like describe things as being monotonous.
Yeah, monotonous.
Just being like boring and
like nav is monotonous.
Yo, oh my god, dude! I saw an advertisement, or I saw a sponsored video for him like the other day on a YouTube video, and It was crazy. I was like, how is this? He was standing in front of the mic. It was crazy. He was just like no expression.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, you do you, but like that was crazy. It's crazy that exists.
Okay. So I think what we should do anyway. I want to move on.
Monotony with Nav.
I want to move on. There you have it, folks. So I want to move on to the second commandment. Second commandment. I think this one, in my opinion, is pretty uncontentious. You just got it. This is pretty strong put down. Rhyme is rap's reason for being. So in almost every rap, obviously, there's rhyme. And when you guys rhyme, how do you know how you want to rhyme and what pattern, you know, because there's a lot of different ways to rhyme. Old school, you'd often see rhyming done at the end of the bars, and now it's more common to see things in the middle or a lot of other ways of repetition. You know, it changes. So when you rhyme, how do you know what pattern you're trying to follow?
I think it depends on the flow. It depends on the flow. Like, I feel like each word is like the possibility for a new, like, flow to like even change the direction.
Yeah.
To change the direction of like what you're gonna say, you know?
Mm.
So like, I don't know, each word is just like open. Like it's like, I guess like a different note, basically. Because you're trying to use it and manipulate it to make it all sound.
Mm. Mm.
Word.
I wanna ask this question to all of you too, unless do you have anything else you want to add to that?
I don't know.
Okay. So does rhyming come naturally, or is it more calculated, or again, does it depend on the flow or the beat? So for each of you, how does it come by? Because I know with you, for Pandeni, for example, when we were talking last time, it seemed like it comes very naturally for you. Like lots of times when you write, you'll just freestyle, and then you'll see, yeah, do I like this, or do I think it's whack? So how does rhyming come? Is it natural? Is it calculated? Is it something else?
I think it's natural. I mean, like, Miles, fuck, like,
your flow first.
Okay, yeah. I mean, like,
first.
I think it's completely natural. I mean, like, rhythm is just found in, you know, in nature and just everything, really, right? And, you know, people, you know, like traffic has, like, a rhythm. You know, like, people stopping and going at a red light. You know, like, it's crazy. But I think, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, I think it's just something, like, you always have, but, like, you just kind of got to be out there and just try some different shit to really, you know, make yourself comfortable with, you know, what you're rhyming and shit. But I mean, like, should we talk about our, I think we should talk about our flows. That'd be kind of crazy.
Go for it.
Some of our processes too.
Yeah.
Cause like, I think a big point, something that would weigh in a lot here is that like, yeah, like have you guys experimented with writing like in different ways? So like you might, I don't freestyle on a record. And like, well, I do for choruses, but not for verses. Like, I will never freestyle a verse and then like go from there. I normally would like freestyle flow, or I would just write a verse and then like put it on the beat.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried different things. I tried this one way first, and I actually found out later that Young Thug does it. But you basically mumble like pretty much like a flow.
Yeah.
Really, right? Like,
yeah,
and then you, I hear you doing that a lot.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I've tried that, but sometimes I don't know, I'm not always feeling it, so I have to sit down and like actually like write some shit. You know what I mean? But
I feel like with that, like even when you fuck around and you're just going on some like fuck around flow and you're just playing around, I feel like that within itself is the potential to be so much more. So, you know, I always feel like whenever I'm in a, even like practice like a flow, I might as well give it all I have, you know, because the outcome of that is what's going to push the song into the next level. Because if it's a just like, if it's a flow that I'm just fucking around with completely and it sounds that good and I'm just like, okay, it could be better, that's like me motivating myself to go, you know, above and beyond with the next thing that I have to say. If this was me fucking around, you know, then let's see how far I can take the flow, you know, mix it around, rearrange things.
That's crazy. But to still be like super calculated and planning it. Oh, super cool.
I want to ask also about your expectations for rhyme. When you rhyme, like I said before, there's lots of different kinds of rhyme. There's end rhymes, middle rhymes, There's strings of rhymes.
Off rhymes.
There's perfect, there's near perfect, there's half rhymes, right?
Space rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So do you have expectations for what kind of rhymes you use? Or again, is it just what comes to you?
I'd say for myself, it's just what comes to me. It's just like what comes with freestyling on something, you know? Like, I don't really have an expectation unless I'm like going back and like referencing like a song and there's something like that I like out of it. Like if I have a flow that I did a while ago and I see that people, you know, react to that, I'm going to, you know, probably go back and do it and, you know, but shit.
Word. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I don't think I've like found what really clicks for me in that process in general. I think I've done a lot of different ways, but like I haven't found something that I just want to stick with. So I like to mess around. I also like how if you like write a verse, the patterns and the rhythm of syllables sometimes catches you off guard when you put it on a beat, like, or when you just try to spit it over a beat. It's like if you don't expect the tempo or the time or just the groove of it, it can like make you come up with some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like if you get that recorded in that moment, sometimes you can't recreate that. Like the way that you get surprised by a beat, that shit's like untouchable. I've tried to re-record so many choruses because like I can't hit the same groove in the same way that I did the first time.
Right.
Andrew also does this thing that we talked about briefly. It's crazy. It's this weird ass flow. It's basically like almost like doubling back. Like you say something and then it's almost like you like go back. Like, how do you explain it? It's like it's really
what song
weird.
Did I do it on?
It's crazy. It's a recent one. Might be on Mary J. Blige, our newest one. But
yeah, like cutting yourself off is pretty fun.
Yeah. It's weird.
But I don't know.
It's like taking the energy. It's like taking the energy and then after like putting it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, there's just so much you could do. You can start at like any point in a bar. I was thinking the other day of like starting a verse on an ad lib, like at the end of the first bar. So it's like, whoa! I told you niggas I need a fucking anecdote. I told you niggas I don't know. And it's like starts a whole bar late, but it's like, I don't know. There's so many options.
Kanye does that shit all the time. And he goes, yeah. And then comes in on some like, speaking coherently.
That dude's on some other shit.
Yeah.
He's saying okay six times. Is it six times?
It sounds so fucking good.
Every time I've been saying that so often and everybody starts singing the Tyler record, I need you again. Get a kiss and make it last forever.
Yeah, see you again.
Yeah, it's like see you again, it's like the biggest song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody starts singing that song and I'm like, no. I'm singing that part.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, that's the cue, yeah. Okay, so Second Commandment, I think we agree with this one. A rhyme is rap's reason for being. That's pretty solidified.
Yeah.
So moving on. Rappers say new things in old ways and old things in new ways. So another way of putting this is there are things that you've heard from the past and you have to pay homage to those things. And there are new things that you're bringing to the table that you're trying to introduce, but you're still trying to put rules of rap down when you MC about those things. Mm-hmm. So when you write, how do you find original ways to say things, but you also pay homage at the same time?
Reflection. Like with everything.
Reflecting with like everything that you like do, I guess. Like, I feel like however you move, like it's subconsciously, it's like strategic, you know? So I feel like whenever I do something, like if I'm like going to the store and I'm like buying juice or like a can of pop, I'm just like, man, I'm looking at all these options right now, man. All the OGs, sap, they all took a sip of this one before. So I'm gonna go ahead. We're sharing that flavor right now, dog, you know? So like everything that I do, like, dude, why do you think niggas still smoke backwoods, bro? You know? Like, you're paying homage to those niggas that did it before you and just continuing the culture type shit. I mean, that's how I see it anyways. But, yeah, that's why I drink orange soda and, you know, grape soda.
Any other thoughts on that one? I think that sums up pretty well, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope so. I think you just got to change. You got to change with the times, but you still got to do your research and pay respect, because these guys are innovators from, you know, the past, right? And they paved the way for us. So you got to take note of that and try doing that in your own way for, you know, the new culture.
Yeah, me and Yuro were talking about this like last week, and we were talking about like boxers and shit, and we were talking about like how Mayweather used to be. Look, Mayweather is like the best boxer of all time, but before Mayweather, there was Royce. No, who was it?
Roy Jones Jr.
Roy Jones Jr. Yeah. Okay, so like Joe Rogan was talking about this shit, and he was just like, without Roy Jones Jr., we wouldn't have been able to have Mayweather, because he did this shit, and like he was the best at his time, and now Mayweather is like undefeated.
Yeah,
and
I feel like everything like builds off of the past. Like then, like any style is a result of all the styles prior, or like that came before it. And it's like that with boxing. It's like that with music. It's like that with like any like form of art, sports too. Like
amalgamation.
Yeah.
Anything where you have to express yourself, really.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's great. It's crazy.
Yeah. Next commandment. I think that one, again, you can't really deny that. Rappers today, you know, they say new things in old ways and old things in new ways. I like that one a lot. This one, I think, is the one where right now, especially with how rap is one that you could definitely change. And this is rap values clarity. And for me, at least, when I read this, I understand what the author is saying here. He's saying it wants to be loud and clear. It wants to be very, you know, straight to the point, apparent, exactly. But nowadays, I think immediately, mumble rap, right? You can't really say rap values clarity. It's not that simple, because mumble rap is such a big deal. Like right now, when you're just talking about how you do your flow, you are essentially mumble rapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that? Do you think that mumble rap can oppose this right now?
I think it's about how you like do it, like the intent behind everything. Like even with mumble rapping, I feel like the reason why it's like considered mumble rapping is because you don't understand what they're saying. You know, if it's all about how you say something. You know, if a person is a bit louder when they're mumble rapping, you know, it could be straight bars, dog. Like half the time you turn that shit up, and you hear what they're saying. You're like, okay, shit, man, this is what this mumbling's been, dog. I can finally hear it. So I just feel like it's just intent and, like, execution.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Wretch's stuff recently. Goodness. And, like, it's not mumble rap at all by any means. But, like, I remember, like, the first time I heard it, I definitely dismissed it as that. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to try to understand this. But, like, you can understand every single word Wretch is saying if you just listen. And it's crazy. It's insane. So, yeah, I don't know. I also think there's, like, a lot to say. I mean, there's tons of, like, video essays on the comparison of mumble rap to, like, scat singing.
Yeah.
And the idea of, like, using the voice as an instrument. I mean, hip-hop's always done that, right? We had the auto-tune with Kanye and T-Pain. And, like, they really instrumentalized their voices in a certain way. And that was a melodious way. It was melody. Mm-hmm. Now people are instrumentalizing their voices as a percussive thing. Like the voice is such a weird percussion instrument, because it can still, like, it has like sliding notes as well, and it has changing notes that don't. It's wild. Like it definitely has a lot of power in that form. So I just see it as another way of producing a beat, you know, adding more to a listening experience in that form, if anything, right?
Word. I think for that one, for sure, modify. I think the next one, this is the fifth one, so after this, we'll take a quick break and we'll play a song or something. We only got 22 minutes left, actually.
Word.
That went really fast.
No cipher.
Yeah, unfortunately. We'll have to, get y'all back for a cipher or something like that. This one, though, I'm going to read it more than once. I'm going to explain a bit because it's a little wordy. Verbal dexterity is the best measure of a rapper's virtuosity. And what he means by this is wordplay is super important. You can't just have similes and metaphors. You have to be able to be a bit more ingenious than that. And another good way of thinking of this is something that Rakim said about this is he said, I like being read. Quote, the way you do that is by having a lot of words, a lot of syllables, and different types of words. End quote. So I wanted to ask you guys, how do you learn to develop wordplay and do it in a way that's not corny, in a way that executes it, where you have those one-liners that people go, oh, that's pretty smart, that's pretty funny. How do you do that?
Jokes.
Yeah. Just jokes, like fucking around with the bros. I feel like that is a big part to, like wordplay and all that shit. Because like you're just learning how to communicate on like a simpler level, you know? So I feel like jokes are just like the goat for that, you know?
I think also being like true to yourself and shit, and you know, if you say something and you know people like kind of like my thing is sometimes I bring up like how I can sometimes be like a clean freak and shit, like with germs and stuff, right? So like I have a bunch of little like references in my songs, like, oh yeah, like no dirty hoes, like I'm a germaphobe, you know what I mean? Like, some shit like that. So I always do that, but I think if you really come out and like you do like even like a joke, like Pandeni was saying, like, you know, it's like when you're joking around, that's like stuff that's like that you're coming up with, it's stuff that's like true to yourself, you know what I mean? Like and I think you can't really like knock that, right? You can't really, you know. So I feel like it's pretty hard for people to not take that you know, ridiculously, right? If you're true to yourself.
Any thoughts, Andrew?
Can you read out the question again? Because I was just thinking about jokes after, but...
My question is, how do you learn how to develop your own wordplay and make it in a clever way?
I use flow. I think about, like, flows that are out there and, like... I don't know. I also think about, like, words just in general. Like, words themselves, just thinking about them and, like, which words might fit interestingly into a verse or a bar. Or, like, which concept might fit interestingly into a verse or a bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like thinking about it that way. Mm-hmm. I have a list of words that I just think are sick and I want to put in verses. And I always tell Josh, like, what I said one before we left. I was like, I got to put that in a verse.
What was it?
Do you remember? It had to be something stupid. They're always stupid.
There are a lot of interesting stories about how a lot of different rappers, not just with the wordplay, but their vocabulary. There's one story, actually, and it's an urban legend in hip-hop, I suppose, but I got this from the RZA, so I'm just going to trust that it's at least signifying something, that there was one MC who tried to copy Rakim's flow, and he broke his jaw when he was trying to do it, because his flow is so immaculate, what? Right? I mean, urban legend.
That was the beginning of Kanye's course. Story.
But... I think we're going to take a really, really quick break. I'm just going to play a Stone song that's short that I like, obviously 26 Live. And we're going to come right back into it. We only got about 18 minutes. This is Word on the Street. And today we got Stone
Word
Cold Finger,
Machete Hands,
Honda Carter, Andrew Millett, and Euro. Well, everyone here. We're going to be back. Thanks for listening.
Six Live. Black Cobain, feel no pain. Just a cold rain, never had a nosebleed. Now ain't no thing, falling off the proceeds. Watch me go beast. XXYZ, south, northwest, east. Take a day trip, turn to vacay. Next payday, on a Wednesday. What's the next day? With your bitch ass, sipping Jet Set. Out the pin blast, we in first class. Watching clouds pass, got the drop out. Watch me hop out, I be lost now.
Stone cold, nigga, see me new phone. Gotta go, nigga, see me on the go. I even know a nigga see me with the coat. Gotta go with the bros, though. Ten toes, this is stone cold, nigga, see me new phone. I just gotta go, nigga, see me on the go. I even know a nigga see me with the coat. I be with the bros, though. Ten toes, gold toes, gotta go, go, gotta go.
Never can stay goodbye. Never can stay goodbye. No, 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 no. Never can stay goodbye. No, 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 no.
my clothes, got my hair stuck in. That's the problem with being an immigrant.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're back.
The gang.
We're back with all the boys.
The gangsters and pranksters.
64 numbers.
And we're going to keep going with these rap commandments. Mm-hmm. And since you all produced too, I just wanted to talk about something. When I was at the Wu-Tang show, RZA really took a minute aside to talk about the importance of production and DJing. And since we have someone who only produces here, I think.
No.
You write too?
I don't write, but like, I've been like... lately using my voice, like, just, like, sampling it.
Showing some shit out there, yeah.
For
and,
sure.
Like, tucking it.
As a producer.
Yeah, definitely. But, like, I don't know. I feel like the line between, like, being a producer and, like, an artist is, like, thinner than it used to be.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
for sure.
I feel like producers are more involved, like, in the actual process of, like, making the music. Because, like, a lot of times, like, I'll make a song that's, like, has my vocals over the whole song, and then, like, we just, like, switch up, like, flip the song completely, and it's, like, we sample, like, the whole song, and then Pan, like, spits over it or something.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
I just want to take a minute, though, to acknowledge this. There are four pillars in hip-hop. One, obviously, MC, rapping, you all know what that is. Second one is graffiti. Breakdancing is the third one. And the fourth one is actually DJing, and without DJing, there would be no MCing. I was at the Wu-Tang show. I've never seen a DJ like this before in my life. I can't believe how he could cut the table because he literally jumped up on the table. He like took his kicks off. He was like DJing with his socks.
It wasn't RZA. It was
A La Mathematics, which is one of the DJs that often works with Wu-Tang and tours with Wu-Tang. And he literally jumped up on the DJ table. He was in his socks, man. And he was putting his hand behind his leg. He was spinning. He, like, doing fucking alley-oops, like, I don't know. He was insane, though, but I had a newfound respect for that, so I just wanted to acknowledge that DJing, super important.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Pretty much.
Who was it that said I looked like a Harlem Globetrotter when we were balling?
That's shit.
So moving on to the sixth commandment. This one's pretty simple. Voice matters in rap. And to elaborate on that, the voice is the MC's instrument. Not every instrument is made equal. So when you guys rap, how do you ensure that your instrument or your voice sounds in tune, that it matches what you want?
Miles has English breakfast tea.
Yeah, I started off the recording process with a little English breakfast tea and some honey. And a splash of milk.
You're gonna have when you have your own studio, you're gonna have like the funniest studio interns. They're gonna like know exactly the English breakfast tea to get you.
Of course.
Yeah.
But real talk though, like I mean, I think it's just from people's response to your music and shit. You know what I mean? Because for the longest time when I was first making music and shit, I thought I was doing shit right completely, and I was like, oh wow, this sounds great. That show it to my friends and be like, yo, this shit sucks. You know what I mean? Like, or not like that, like, but they weren't that mean, but they were like, oh, like, that just sounds like off, right? Mm. And, you know, it's really hard to tell from yourself sometimes, so you do need to get checked on those certain things. Or you could just use auto-tune, but even you can fuck that up too with different scales. So, but Andrew or Pandetti, you want to say something?
What were we talking about?
The voice.
Voice. Your voice.
Oh, shit.
Your voice.
I like to I just stay hydrated. I constantly just drink water, man. That's it. You just got to be ready, whatever. So just drink lots of water. Fuck. Smoke. Smoke. Hella. Cigarettes. So
is this supposed to be like...
Builds up that contrast. You know, when you drink that water and you let it out, more power coming out. Miles taught me this before.
Oh God.
Before okay. Miles did English breakfast, he just put cigarettes in blenders, just drink the tar straight up.
Shut the fuck up, bro. You're tripping.
So that's a good way to do it. But also just like, I don't know. I feel like just more of a mental thing for me.
Mm.
You know, I just try to be comfortable enough. Always. Yeah. So we should definitely try to do a cipher at the end of this still, man.
We don't got time, I don't think.
We got 11 minutes, man.
The cipher, what beat?
Do you want it?
I got Children's Story open.
We get cut off halfway through.
Okay, yo, plug my phone or plug my computer in.
Okay. So we got a cipher. We're trying to do this.
I don't know. I don't have a verse for this.
I mean,
I don't want to freestyle. I didn't bring
it. You don't want to freestyle?
Pandit. What are we doing? Pandit, do you want to freestyle? You're the one who.
I don't want to be the only guy, but I'll only do it if everyone else is going to do it. But if not, then I'll just wait.
What beat are we? What are we? We should freestyle to Mask Off.
Yeah, do it.
How y'all feel?
No, do it.
So we're going to do
this? Instrumental coming through?
We should do that me beat, bro.
Yo, hit the aux.
Yeah, we ready. So who's going to go first?
Well, I'll start playing beats and then we'll see what happens.
Where's the beat at?
Oh.
When do you have headphones for this shit?
You need headphones? Yeah, here.
There's a beat. I'm turning up on the headphones.
Louder. Mine's really quiet.
Can you hear shit?
My headphones are plugged.
Plug your shit in.
On my laptop? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I turn it up.
Crazy.
Okay, so.
What's up?
Can I start this?
Can you turn it down? Hey, different beat? Let's do Mask Off.
Come on, man, do something like. Dude, I swear to God, play like Freddie Gibbs deeper.
Okay, yeah.
That's my dog. These Apple headphones sound kind of. I don't know what this shit sound like for you guys, but this shit sound weird for me, man. Let's switch it up. Wait, this one's too something.
All right, here we go. We got ads.
Right, I found some more.
Yeah, this one is crazy. All
right.
It's going to sound a little weird because we're just using the mics and we're doing the aux at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, this is shit.
Shit. Is there a way to get more beat volume in the headphones and not voice volume?
And turn the voices down.
Yeah, turn the voices down.
Yeah, they're way too loud.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey.
First.
Somebody out here.
I'm stepping up to the plate, Mr. Immortality. How you see them stains, mouths sipping on the tea. I'm a GABC. I will be, nigga, see me with the team, floating on the water, chilling off the boat. Nigga said that I'm a star, really gonna float. Nigga said that I'm a god, nigga said the goat. Nigga pass it to the boy, I don't know, huh?
Yeah. Alright. Not ordinary, I'm ordinarily fucking bad bitches who prefer sandwiches than rather go dance with you. My papa be mad on her ass like blue paper. She make newspapers cause I done fucked her until she famous. Playing with my money, yeah, these shotties ain't free. I said my hobbies ain't cheap. Tennis court just once a week. I had to buy her some sneaks so she could play squash with me. You was playing other niggas, you was playing for me. Though, running, he was running with his head off. Sawed off, fully automatic, I'ma blow off. Other niggas that been trying to take me for a sucking nigga. Ring, pussy, get your bell rung, supper, nigga.
Hey,
you trying to hit it?
You go, bro.
I got a second, you come in after you. Niggas stunting, niggas wanting on my network. Niggas tripping, niggas slipping on my neck, dirt. Too excited for this shit, I'm giving neck first. What's the next first shit?
Hey, bloodhound, barking gold retriever. How you gonna go and get that shit racing like a cheetah? I just told these niggas I was in my Jordan, pure money on me. I said, fuck my 700 Adidas. I just told these niggas see me, I'ma go and repeat a skeet skeeter. Where's Miles bitch at? I don't know. Where my fishnet? Where's the bitches at? Niggas say, I regret slipping up. I don't know, I'm tripping up. Gotta tie my laces though. Niggas say, I don't know. I just gotta change the flow. Greatest young nigga, I just said, I just need some bread.
Oh my god, I'm offended most often. We up in the radio, we rapping in the college. It's a university, I don't know if that matters. Specifically, it's a bad matter. I'm the Mad Hatter.
Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Math.
Is that still going?
I had the rap cup. I took it from Marshall Mathers. Marshall Mathers is the hardest thing to rhyme.
I got this
at
one
the moment.
I got this one crazy verse.
What do you want? Behind
no,
it?
No, it's straight.
We gotta go back.
No, it's all good. No, it's straight, nigga.
We got it.
My fault. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I told him like twice. If he get the front, I'ma hit him like Mike. Free throws from the three line, give me free hoes. But if them bitches ugly, I'ma drop him D-Rose. I don't even care if you got a fat ass, no second chance. Man face looking like Marilyn Mans. Pockets Fetty in the Jaguar, I said fuck the minivan. News flashes raining, fuck niggas, I'm the weatherman.
Woo! Hey, are we still going? Hey. Yeah. These them pop bars, Mr. said he a rock star, Beavis butthead. I just said it's AC/DC. I be blowing off, niggas said they wanna be me. I'm repeating, going off, hollow tips shooting at these niggas. I just said my fingers cold. I just told these niggas that I really want some cold in my. My pen is getting rusty, mouths be really musty, and Andrew just chilling by the side, so divine. I be bathing in the light, niggas say you can come and take it. You be scared of the heights, man. Following the light, I just told these niggas I'ma go and hit it twice.
All in all, I'm fucking on y'all.
We're gonna keep going with deeper.
Change the beat.
What's up?
Shout out Freddy though. Energy. Oh, I love Freddy.
Can we do a Chase the Money beat?
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Nigga, put a Chase the Money, bro.
You guys know Flavor in your
Chase
ear
the Money.
By Craig
Chase
Mack?
The Money.
That beat go hard as fuck. Ooh. Lil Yachty spat to that shit on the radio. Oh, yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was a pre-written.
Let's go one more beat, and then you guys just go. We got 5 minutes.
Let's do a Chase the Money Valet John.
Right, hold up.
Oh, this fool.
This is where on the street we got Stone Cold Finger.
Big hands.
Yeah, Stone Cold Finger. Honda Carter.
Juice and
Andrew.
Jen? No, let's do the Euro.
LA and Maddox
one.
Oh, awesome.
We just decided on a beat right now. They're going to freestyle again.
Is that going to be too hard?
No, that's straight.
Stone can kill it, though.
That's straight. I'm going to rap just like that.
Oh, cool. This is a tight beat.
That's all good.
Is this going to work?
Yeah, CITR Word Street.
On Twitter.
Yeah, we miss you, Gabe.
It's kind of quiet.
Hope the North is treating you well.
Turn the voice.
Turn voice.
Yeah.
Turn voice up.
Beat up.
Hey.
Check.
Hey.
I turn voice down.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's good.
Check. Hey. Yeah. Hey. New Mercedes coupe, and I copped it for the rent. Brand new Benz MG, and it's tinted. Came in, I look winning. Man, I'm lawyered up, so I'm winning. Every day a new bad hoe up on my dick. I kid them sticks where I can't get it. Bad bitch, every day. Swapped it out for the Mary Jane.
Hey.
Spit.
Sing.
On the house. Yeah. In a couch. With a mouse in my mouth. Sitting down. What's in my hand? Hundreds to land. Put it in my bank.
Yeah. That shit.
Y'all stank.
Nigga playing cautious. And that bad bitch want this. Stone cold young nigga, he be flawless.
How he be flawless?
You can't have it, baby. Taste like that gravy. Looking good. I be out the hood.
Nigga, he be flawless. Shit is so atrocious. So atrocious.
So atrocious. I don't know what rhymes with that. I'ma change it. Rearrange it with that matte black spray can. On my BMX bike, how you race that? Silver stuffer in the flesh. I be looking fresh to death. Next, nigga finna hit a sesh. Nigga said it's a recession.
Hit a nigga Smith and Wesson. I don't need no protection. And I'm fucking your bitch. I don't use no protection.
Looking like the reflection. Miracle psycho scene. Baby psycho dreams. Drop that shit like Visine.
Rackets, lot of rackets. Make my motherfucking bag ache. Hey, damn, that shit hurt.
Snack it. Snacking young nigga, I be a rapper like a rabbit, and I pull the trigger. Bugs Bunny, Marshall Mathers, I'm an addict nigga. Pot Rex, whip it, cook it in the kitchen. Shout out 21, turning 22. Where these bitches coming out? Nigga said they knew.
Young nigga with a whole stick in the pant. Let it out. Don't pant. Don't breathe.
Ad-libs in the
no
back.
Hands. No pause.
Ad-libs in the back. Racing on the track.
Racing.
All right. Thank you for listening to Word on the Street.
I mean, that's some motherfucking bars for you this week.
We're going to have to do this again, of course. Like obviously. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We'll catch you again next week, same time, 5 to 6 p.m. One more time, let's get the mics to run around and let's say everyone's name.
It's Word on the Street.
Word on the Street, man. Wake your punk ass up.
Word on the Street.
Hey, Ma, yo, it's Word on the Street, bro. Hey, DJ
word
New
on
York.
The street. Hey,
101.9
CITR. It's my fucking birthday today, nigga, and it's Word on the Street.
Hey, man, you listening to Young Stone Bones Finger, man, and this is Word on the Street.
Are you listening to the original Honda Carter? This is Word on the Street.
It's Word on the Street.
Sponsored by Mercedes-Benz AMG sponsored engines.
Word on the Street.
Dasani Water Aquafina. Starbucks Water. Word on the Street.
Sponsored by Shway.
Word on the Street.
All right, we got time's up. Time's up.
I got the answers. Go, Word on the Street.
You got the answers, Shway.
We got the answers. We're on the streets of habit, man.
Thank you for listening.
We're always listening, man.